It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
The New Zealand Police Association are calling for ACT MP Nicole McKee to be stripped of her responsibility in the firearms reform. The police union's president, Chris Cahill, in an open letter to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, says McKee had included 17 firearms interest groups in a targeted consultation process for the review, with only 8 of the groups who may differ in views. The police association was not included in the groups discussing the review. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about Nicole McKee, these calls for her to step down, and what this will mean for gun reform in Aotearoa. The ACT Party campaigned on firearms reform, but many worry that loosening current restrictions will make accessing a gun easier. Why does the ACT Party want to enable that?
So the reforms carried out by the previous government targeted law-abiding gun owners and failed to address some of the safety risks that were already evident at the time. That gang members could become licensed firearms owners, even though they were on the National Gang Register, for example, and that many of the changes that affected clubs and ranges where law-abiding people go to use firearms safely and to train on how to use them safely were at risk of actually being shut down because of all the regulation and red tape imposed on them. For example, some of the changes required pistol shooters, of which there are tens of thousands in New Zealand, to complete 12 pistol shoots a year at their own club. Now, many of them would travel around the country to shoot at other people's clubs and ranges and for competitions, and they just feel that, you know, all of those should also be counted for the 12 and not have to go to their own club 12 times a year. So it's just practical things like that that Nicole McKee, Minister in charge of firearms reform, is seeking to change.
In Minister McKee's current consultation for review, she has included 17 firearms interest groups and only 8 other groups who take differing views. Is this really a balanced approach to firearms reform?
Well, in relation to those changes to Part 6 of the Arms Act, Nicole McKee has sought the views of the groups who are most likely to be impacted, and that's what government should do, right? And these groups were largely ignored by previous government and during previous consultations. I mean, the consultation which resulted in 250,000 New Zealanders, law-abiding New Zealanders, having their firearms confiscated from them, that only allowed 3 days for a select committee consultation. So Minister McKee has been very conscious of making sure everyone who wants an opportunity to be heard will have it, and that's why she's starting early.
Nicole McKee has long been a gun lobbyist. Is it fair to have her leading this reform with such strong views?
Well, I mean, that's an outrageous claim. Who would call her a gun lobbyist? She's a firearm safety advocate. I mean, her role has been helping at delivering firearm safety programs for police and the Mountain Safety Council, going into communities where police have identified that people are hunting, particularly in rural, remote communities, predominantly Māori, where people are hunting without licences, and the police say rather than arresting these people, it would be helpful if someone could help them get a licence. That's what Nicole McKee's been, that's what she was doing before she came to Parliament. So I'd be interested to say who's calling her a gun lobbyist. She's a firearms safety person.
And many worry that looser gun laws will enable events like the March 15 attacks. How does the ACT Party aim to avoid any possibility of this?
Well, the law changes made in 2019 were a knee-jerk reaction, rushed through on sentiment and emotion after the March 15 attacks, and they affected law-abiding gun owners. They were not targeted at criminals and others with evil intent. That buyback threw millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars taxpayer funds at purchasing firearms, essentially a confiscation with a compensating check from law-abiding firearms owners. And you know, do you think that all the gun crime that we're seeing, the shootings, the gang shootings that are happening now, you know, have been prevented? Nothing's been prevented as a result of that buyback. So the point of the firearm safety changes that Minister McKee wants to make is so that clubs and ranges are good places and attractive places for people to go and use firearms safely, to learn how to use them safely, to be supervised by experienced and competent people, and to develop a safety and respectful culture around firearms. And, of course, to provide for people who want to get, who are interested in hunting or interested in becoming familiar with firearms, that they are fit and proper people, because one of the problems with March 15 is that the shooter on that day was able to get a firearms licence even though he was not, and clearly was not, through his behaviour and actions that were known. He was clearly not a fit and proper person. So the focus of the reforms is on safety and encouraging people to go to clubs and ranges, and on the ultimate test, which is an individual who seeks to possess or use firearms fit and proper person to do that.
That was ACT Party's Simon Court on calls for ACT MP Nicole McKee from the New Zealand Police Association to step down from her role in the firearms reform.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.